let's get friendship right. Get life day to day. And the forget your skates dream. Full of countermen and walls. As diverse as ever seems. Proceeding on a need to know. Face so
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken by the Tragically Hip. Before that, Tokyo Police Club, Favorite Color, and right at the top, Joni Mitchell, Be Cool. It's an all CanCon episode because it's all so-called Canada Day.
Woo! And we love Canadian music. Okay, actually, we're going to talk about Orlando Bloom again. We're not done with Orlando Bloom. Okay, sorry that we're talking about, you know, trashy celebrity culture here, but...
That's what they come here for.
The Bezos wedding happened, like, last week. And just a reminder that celebrities are not cool or funny or down to earth, and even when they do funny podcasts, they suck, okay?
That's right.
We don't like celebrities.
Except for the ones that you like, which are, they're actually probably
nice
people.
No, because they all went to the Jeff Bezos wedding and he's destroying the earth, so they're actually
Conan
all
wasn't
bad.
There.
Okay, this is a Global News article, and it, so far it just lists Oprah Winfrey, Tom Brady, Orlando Bloom, the Kardashian and Jenners.
Dude, like, Orlando Bloom is literally Bezos' boy slave for
oh,
one.
Oh, that's
he's
true.
Owned, so he has
he
to be there.
Do Amazon movies.
And Winfrey
that.
And Brady are some of the, like, the richest and most evil people in the country, so...
Okay, so you're not bothered.
So I'm not... Yeah, no, like, that's no skin off my back.
Okay,
But if you told me, like, the Please Don't Destroy boys were there, I would be very upset.
Ellie Goulding was there. Also, Jewel was there. Carly Kloss, Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio is so fake. This
yeah.
man does not care about
Environmentalist.
The planet. Bill Gates. You know what? Honestly, Orlando Bloom's kind of punching above his weight here. Everyone else
yeah.
is like a bajillionaire. And
yeah,
like...
no, it's just that he, like, is... I think he sleeps at the foot of Bezos'
oh,
bed.
Okay, Sydney Sweeney was there. That's why her
Ooh.
And Orlando Bloom were cuddling up. Okay, so... Boo
Sweeney.
Points off Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, most of these people are just kind of evil. But,
yeah.
And
anyway. His wife is quite the creature.
He's quite the creature, okay? They both look insane. They both look insane.
Marginally human.
They do look like aliens, for real, for real. But we were... Okay, we got onto this topic because we were looking up labubus from the last segment.
If you recall.
And so apparently some guests gave them, like, luxury labubus.
Like diamond-encrusted
like
labubu.
Like a wedding gift or something.
Oh, my God. And I got very upset.
Yeah.
So I will try to repeat this rant for you now, which is that... And this is something that I'm sure you're all aware of. But, like, these people, like Bezos, Musk, Zuckerberg, are, like, the most wealthy, powerful people who have arguably ever existed on the planet. And what do they have to show for it? Look upon my works and see diamond-crusted labubus and a foam party. You know, like, this. There's no culture. These people... Like, originally, like, the elite, like, Rockefeller would build, like, museums and libraries and, like, host these operas. And, like, they were, like, you know, I'm not that I'm a big fan of, you know, like an aristocracy, but at least like it had some sort of cultural function, you know? These people are as like culturally adept as like your average spring breaker. It's completely absurd. It is beyond depressing. Imagine how many cool movies we could make if we ran Amazon Studios.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
There'd be a Toussaint Louverture miniseries, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's no culture, there's nothing. There's nothing at all to look forward to or be happy about. Okay. Happy Canada Day.
I'm looking at the Labubus. They're not diamond encrusted, they're wearing Gucci.
Okay. Well, I guess that's not as bad.
Oh, man. We live in a funny world. Is that good?
No, it's good. Really. You have to laugh. You simply have to laugh because the alternative is not something that I can repeat on public broadcast.
Okay, so we're going to keep playing some great Canadian music because that is one good thing. It's that we have amazing Canadian musicians.
I suppose that is true.
Hooray.
We've got Dave Monks with a brand new track here. It's called Cost of Doing Magic with Netherwilds. Here we go.
It's a love song. It's a love song, I guess.
I know you like nobody else. I know you till the end. I know you like your dirtbag friends online can't comprehend. I like you when you're mad. I know you like me too. I know you like me even when you don't say that you do.
Same as your first verse. Ask
behind the glass, above Venetian doors. His window box boasts crimson flowers fresh cut the day before. And you couldn't find a smile if you nailed it to his face. But Jesus Christ hangs his head with grace. In bent backed, creaking across the floor, all dressed in black. Candles, thick as pillars, you can buy one off the floor. And the ceiling is painted gold, and Mary's hair is red. The old come here to kiss. Down to the floor in a room that had a postcard on the door of Marini's little man with an erection on a horse. It always leaves me laughing.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard And If Venice Is Sinking by Spirit of the West. Before that, Justin Rutledge with his song Jelly Bean. And then at the top of your Netherwilds and Dave Monks teaming up for their brand spanker of a track. It's called The Cost of Doing Magic. Folks, it's now time for Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mound Goat song for longer than the Mound Goat song runs, and I know I can hear you screaming, Dean, but Dean, this is the CanCon episode. I know, but legally, we have to play a Mound Goat song every show, or the chip in my head explodes or something, I'm not sure. But we're listening to New Star Song. This is off of the EP from 1994 called Beautiful Rat Sunset. And maybe you'll give me a bit of a pass because this is a song about someone in Canada. Our protagonist is bumming around Reading, just sort of killing time, hanging pictures of this person that they're looking for and thinking about, who is up there in Canada. I thought about how cold you must be as they're enjoying this, late summer California day. But no, up here in Canada, we're doing just fine. Thank you very much. But yeah, this song is actually based on a true story. This is one of the first autobiographical Mountain Goat songs. There was no you, and there was no person in Canada that he is singing to. That's just sort of the vehicle by which the song is written. But JD says here, this was from 1998 show, he says, "It's actually based on a genuine experience. But I really did spend a good 14 hours up in Northern California. And this is about the afternoon where I watched four movies at the fourplex, and none of them were any good." But yeah, it's just him bumming around. He was like in a layover between buses. He had 15 hours to bum around Reading. I think he might have actually, as this narrator does, sleep alcove into a sheet music store. He just like sort of rests against the glass and waits for his bus. But yeah, it's a cute little song. It's a fun little song. It's called The New Star Song by the Mountain Goats.
I hung pictures of you from every lamppost in town. As the humidity climbed into numbers, I don't care to repeat. The air was heavy and the sky was alive, and the Pacific starlight train wasn't
daughter who's 16. That's why she's only a dream. What do I do this for? I've got to get out some more. Go down to the grocery store, meet someone I'll adore. Someone who'll make me laugh, someone to be my better half. Keep me warm under the sack, share with me my midnight.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Stadium Love by Metric. Before that, Hayden, Bad As They Seem. And right at the top, The Mountain Goats, New Star Song. Folks, I know it's Canada Day, but we've got to look to our neighbor to the south just briefly, because they did something good.
One thing finally happened in this whole world.
So Zoran Mamdani, I don't know how closely you follow municipal politics of New York City. I do very closely, because this Mamdani guy is so cool. He's great. His mother was like a documentary filmmaker. His dad's a professor. He was born in...
Somewhere
not America. but he's wicked cool. He's a young guy. He's really bright. He's really energetic. And he's got some great ideas for the city. Free buses.
Yeah.
Subsidized government-owned grocery stores.
Like higher taxes on people that make over $1 million.
Yeah. Rent freezes.
Yeah.
Just lots and lots of good stuff that the city desperately needs if they want anyone who's not a millionaire to live there.
And he won the Democratic primary.
Somehow. Against Andrew Cuomo, that mutant. less said about him, the better.
What this has taught me is that they have, like, primaries for mayor. Like, what is going on?
Well, it's literally, like, one of the biggest economies in the world.
They have so many elections. Like, it's
true.
It's actually
Americans
unreal.
Love elections.
They literally are electing things every 5 seconds. Uh-huh. Like, it's...
yeah, the dog catcher race has, like, $500,000 in it.
It's crazy. Like, why you need 17 rounds of elections to decide your mayor? Mm-hmm. Like, just make them run for mayor. But you know what? I'm very excited. Yeah. This is great. The actual election's happening in November, so...
But Mamdani, he's our Democratic... He should be the face of the whole party, if you ask me. But I don't know how keen they are on him. All of the big, like, real estate developers and, like, billionaires of New York City.
Freaking out, which is
like,
very fun.
They've been
to
having
watch.
Meetings with Eric Adams, which, like, oh my God, please let me watch that debate. It's pretty exciting stuff. There was this guy on CNN who was like, oh, it's going to be like in that Batman movie where they take the Wall Street brokers and they throw them into the harbor. That's going to happen. And the interviewer is like, so you're talking about a movie, right? He's like, yeah, but like you never know.
That's like what they always screenshot pictures of movies and they're like, this is happening for real right now. Uh-huh. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, we're all going to get strung up on Wall Street.
It's just funny watching them be uncomfortable because they've, you know, made the lives of many, many people difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
just to see them sweat a little bit is just, oh God, it's like, I don't even know how to describe the feeling. There's nothing else like it. It feels like 2020 all over again. It's just like even a modicum of that feeling. It's just, it can power the solar system, dude.
We're going to keep it rolling with some music.
Yeah, we got new Orville, it's not new, but it is Canadian. It's Roses Are Falling. From Pony, the classic Orville Peck record. I didn't really like the new one, I'm sorry. So here's Roses Are Falling over Orville Peck.
Inside the hate, I found a way to sit and wait, and now I can't. Your voice, your face, without a trace, I'll wait for you. Roses are falling for you. You You know, darling, you bring out the worst in me. Sometimes when I'm around you, I feel like pure evil. I guess they say nobody's perfect, but they've never met a devil like you.
Soaking me inside out and soaking me in. inside out. In vain, we became a perfect pair. I woke up, I was a race car driver behind the wheel of a very fast car whose engine runs on your good graces and your wish of good luck. So if you do wave the flag so that I might direct this hood ornament to intersect the exact location of your heart, the exact location of your heart, the exact location of your heart, exact location of your heart. Every day is so perfectly fucked. Watch in horror as two halves of a double negative come together just to rip themselves apart. And I can't just be a wave lost among the other waves in the ocean of your thoughts. No, I need to touch your shore. I need to get across. So in that place where the tide water slowly evaporates on the rocks, that could be where we are, a perfect pair, a perfect pair, a perfect pair. Magnet of your heart draws the iron in me. Your sky and its arc, the pull of your gravity, the sweetness of your honey, the blue-black shadow of your memory, the throne of your royalty, your distant station, soft, soft frequency, your breath, your electricity, burn like a faith in me. So I dared to taste the flavor, bitterness and sweetness brought together, and it was perfect pair, a perfect pair, a perfect.
Hello, folks, and welcome one final time to your Indie Wake-Up Call. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday, Canada Day, so-called Canada Day morning. We just heard A Perfect Pair by Fortunato Doretti Marinetti.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard Sloan Coax Me, a little easier to say. And right at the top, Orville Peck, Roses Are Falling. Yes. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day off.
Stay cool.
Unless you don't have it off, and then I hope you're making bank, and I hope everyone's really nice to you today.
Like, I really want you to listen to our show, and I want you to stay tuned to CFRC. But also, if you slept in and, like, missed the first hour of our program, I'm not going to hold that against you. It's your day off, man.
But you can go to CFRC.ca and go back in the archives.
Go to the archives, listen to it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... And I'll be checking the archives. I'll be looking at the views. So don't think I won't.
Well, we can't see that, but
they don't know that.
Anyway, we're gonna finish it off with some Grimes and some Brave Shores.
Yeah.
First up, we have Art Angels by Grimes, and then later More Like You by Brave Shores. So anyway, we'll see you next week. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you later.
Don't touch that dial.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by